This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and after around 50 years, Port Augusta finally going to become a port again with the confirmation of Port Playford by the state government. I'm joined this morning by Director of Port Augusta Operations, John Fullerton. How are you this morning, John?
Good morning, Jordan. Thank you.
So what's the situation here? What's the good news?
Well, it's been very good news, really. We received planning approval last week. So, you know, we've been working with the state government on this development now for some time. So it is a major milestone to get that approval from the minister. So we're now getting ready to commence construction.
So what's the timeline looking like? When will construction begin?
Well, we plan to commence around about August of this year. You know, we're doing a lot of, obviously, preliminary work at the moment, but we plan to start construction in August of this year with completion really in the second half of calendar year 2022.
Are there any, I guess, hurdles along the way? Of course, COVID-19 is still a big issue globally, not just in South Australia.
Oh, look, we don't think, I mean, it has had a big impact, obviously, over the last 12 months, but look, this is a local operation. You know, the good thing about it, we'll be employing a lot of, you know, local people. There'll be about 100 people involved in the construction process with 80 required for ongoing operations. So we've, you know, we don't think that's going to have too much of an impact. Obviously now, with the planning approval being granted, we now go through a very clear process in terms of developing our construction environment management plan and all those things you need to do to establish an operation of this magnitude. So it's very much, you know, hitting the ground running and getting things underway as quickly as we can.
So construction starting in about August, and once it's all underway, what's the plans for Port Playford? What will operations on a daily basis be like on the site once it's up and running?
Well, it's going through a number of phases, of course, but the first key phase is get the throughput up to around 5 tonnes per annum. And that will, you know, require 2 train shipments per day. There'll be 2 barge shipments per day moving iron ore, you know, down Spencer Gulf to offload onto Capesize vessels. So, and then there's obviously the delivery of iron ore to the port, storage in sheds at the port, and then loading that barge for, you know, twice-day shipments to the vessels further down Spencer Gulf.
So just twice-day shipments then, doesn't sound like the waterways around the Port Augusta area will be getting any more crowded than they are already?
Well, it's been a long return for shipping for Port Augusta. It's been 50 years, really, since ships visited the port of Port Augusta. So in that regard, it's you know, it's revisiting what those days were like 50 years ago. But, yes, it's only really two barge movements per day. You know, we're not requiring any dredging to be done. These are very low draft, purpose-built vessel for the first phase. So we don't see too much impact at all. Obviously, we're working very closely with all the various local groups to ensure that, you know, we meet our obligations under those planning approval conditions. That's very much the focus of the team. But, you know, it's a very exciting project to be part of. Good for regional Australia and for the state, really, to allow some of these iron ore precincts to be operational, which is a really good thing.
Yeah, of course, iron ore is a very important aspect of the South Australian economy, and as you said, up to 100 jobs involved with the construction of Port Playford. What's the economic impact expected to be from a project like this?
Well, when you think about, you know, the combined operation, when you look at the mining and the logistics and the Port Playford operation as well, we talk about 500 people being employed, you know, across the state in various aspects of the logistics and getting iron ore from mine to the customer, with about, you know, $230 million of investment in iron ore expansion. So, you know, if you calculate that into the economic benefit and you multiply every job employed, you probably create another 5 to 7 jobs, so it's certainly a big positive impact for regional South Australia, particularly you know, northern Spencer Gulf area. So it's great to be part of a company that's engaged in these future activities.
No worries. Well, John, thank you so much for your time today.
It's a pleasure, Jordan. Thank you very much for giving me some time today. Thank you.
That was John Fullerton, Director of Port Augusta Operations, on your Classic It's Breakfast.